So, here we are. Take a nice nourishing breath. Feel a sense of renewed energy, a sense of a new beginning and also completion of the 4 days we had together. All that we learned, all that we experienced, all that we loved, and all that we shared in laughter, in joy, in tears of joy, in compassion, in harmony, in communication, in unconditional love. I'd like you to ask to join me in a short, memorizable song. It goes like this. I come from love. I live in love. I return to love. I am love. Love, I am love. I come from love. I live in love. I return to love. I am love. Again, I come from love. I live in love. I return to love. I am love. I come from love. I live in love. I return to love. I am love. One more time. I come from love. I live in love. I return to love. I am love. Now softly, I come from love. I live in love. I return to love. I am love. Softer. I come from love. I live in love. I return to love. I am love. Let us repeat as we started at the beginning of the retreat. I am magnificent. I was born magnificent.
I was born magnificent.
I carried the light of the Creator within me.
I carry the light of the Creator within me.
And I am dearly loved by God.
And I am dearly loved by God.
I am magnificent.
I am magnificent.
I was born magnificent.
I was born magnificent.
I carry the light of the Creator within me. And I am dearly loved by God. One last time. I am magnificent.
I am magnificent.
I was born magnificent.
I was born magnificent.
I carry the light of the Creator within me.
I carry the light of the Creator within me.
And I am dearly loved and honored by God. Eheye asher eheye.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? All this love coming and going, whoo-hoo. And you take it with you. We are so honored by your presence. We see your light, your brightness, your radiance, your glow. We believe that they could probably see your glow in New York City by now. And Israel, they hear you singing. All across the planet. You see, that is why you are here. We know why we are here, but that is why you are here as well. For we came from love and the 17th dimension and the angelic realm to remind you each what it feels like to be held in total, complete, unconditional love. Because as you know, the world will change when that happens. The world will change when that unconditional love goes all through. So when you leave and you sing, you know, I am magnificent, I am love, I come in love, I leave in love, I go to the party in love, I do it all in love. And when something that seems to contrast love shows up, we always know it is a shock when it does, eh? All you get the opportunity to do is just smile. Say, I know you come in love too. You're just maybe stuck in your human stuff. And sometimes we know each of you get stuck in your human stuff. Huh? It is a surprise, isn't it, when it does? But as you know, you are the ones we have been waiting for. Our first day here, we and our vessel Marilyn told you a marvelous story of intuition and following your intuition and having the nerve, the courage to speak your truth, to connect with your truth. And we told you a wondrous story about a man named Adrian that is shifting the consciousness of this planet as well. He is joining us today. Is here in this room, following his intuition. You see, that is your innate ability. That is a part of who you are. You have learned today and yesterday and the day before that you are love, that you are Pleiadian, that the Arcturians seated the Pleiadians, the Syrians seated the Arcturians, the knee bone is connected to the thigh bone. It is all there together. You see, what we wish for you to know, it is important for you to know exactly who you are, yes. It is important for you to understand. We've told many, many people, well, you're not from here. Well, you're not. So get over it. Your task is here now. Your task is to sing this marvelous song, I am love. I return in love. I come to love. I live in love. I am love. All the Lemurian ladies in the audience, all the Lemurian men in the audience, all the beings of light must have that energy. Because if you do not, where would we all be? Huh? Well, we would be in yesterday, which does not exist any longer. You know, 2012, as the joy pointed out, adds up to a 5. Change. New beginnings, new energy. Finding that element of balance, huh? You are the ones we have been waiting for. Take a deep breath. And again. You know the difference between a retreat and a conference, huh? A retreat, you sit, a conference, you sit and listen to lots of speakers. A retreat, you listen to lots of speakers and then you look each other in the eyeballs and say, surprise. Yes? You see, a retreat actually means you are treating yourself over and over again. You are treating yourself because, yes, you are magnificent. Hooray. Did you get that one? Did you get that you are magnificent, that you are love, that you are sacred, that your all parts of your body are sacred, all parts of your soul star chakra are sacred, all parts of your bottom of your feet are sacred? Yes, that... Can we tell you something new? You came here to shift this world. You came here voluntarily. We know some of you want to leave voluntarily a little early. Too bad. Your volunteer mission is not done yet. For you see, that essence, that energy, that connectability is love. It is so simple. All of the galaxies are watching. You have seen evidence of this today. We are the Galactics. We have had 3 transmissions through this link. And we ask you for help. We ask you for your assistance. For our safety. We are from many root races. All come to this little galaxy in love. So we can learn once again what love is. You know. Please. Teach us. For many of our species have evolved beyond love, thinking that was a good idea. It is not. That is why it is so important to each of you and to us. You are each helping to make this planet, the people of this planet, safe for us to be seen. Thank you. Thank you. You have a ways to go, but... we know each of you are in that service. Yes, the seeding of this planet will move forward as you have learned. Yes, the connection of this planet will go on beyond. where even your imagination can be. We wish to thank you. In love, as you teach it to us. Hoo-ha! Nah, they're all public. No mistaking that, huh? Go out on the airwaves and go on forever and ever. They are asking for your help. That is why it is so important that you learn who you are and the importance of your position, and to follow your intuition, to speak to someone here or there or beyond. Sometimes the dragon may come through and bless you with their presence. Sometimes the light may come through and bless you because you are the light. Dearest, we implore you to trust yourself. Trust your information. Trust your love. And move beyond where you thought possible in 2011. It's up to you and those like you. And for that, we are so grateful, because when we look into your eyeballs, we see hope. We see wisdom, wild wisdom. Yes, yes. We see you, and we are thankful that you allow yourself now to be seen. We love you deeply. We came all this way just to see you. We bid you namaste. Namaste.
Beloved ones, we greet thee again. Tis Al-Kazara. You have invited many beings to be here with you these days. They are still here. Your stargate is still vibrating a gentle energy. So we are going to ask you, each one, to ask inside for the stargate to create an even stronger 12th dimensional energy field in the room. So we are calling for an even stronger 12th dimensional energy field. Just allow yourself to relax into that soft, energetic, to allow yourself to open up your sensitivities. And now ask for all those beings whom you have invited here, the angelic realm, the ascended masters, the benevolent star families. Each one of you now, just ask them to bring more of their energy into this space right now. We call for an increase in your presence here with us. And just feel that gentle acknowledgement. Just feel the softness, the peace, the stillness that is forming around us and within us. As we have said before, the words are to occupy the mind. The words are to support you in the understanding of what is occurring here. But so much more is happening. It is the energetic that all these beings here are sharing. We are not talking about these few sat on the stage. We are talking about all of you. In your openness, in your receptivity, you are sharing your presence. In this gentle energetic, you are sharing more of your beingness than perhaps you are aware of. In this energetic, as we have said before, it is possible for you to more easily become aware that you exist in the quantum field, that your vastness is here now. So as this little exercise we shared with you before, we are going to invite you to do it again, to just feel your own energy within your body, and then tune in, because as you know, your aura extends beyond your body, just feeling how far out can you feel your energy right now, just a few inches maybe. Just feeling that energetic around you. And then consciously expanding it gently outwards. Feeling your energetic, your aura growing and growing. Expanding into this vast energetic surrounding this smaller human part. And just feel this vast energetic. This is the real you. This is your super consciousness, as we call it. This is the you that is eternal, never born, will never die. Simply continue to expand consciousness throughout this universe. We have shared through many on the stage how this expansion is continuing, how it has been progressing over the eons. You are the superconsciousness. This superconsciousness wants to support your humanness in expanding your awareness, your consciousness, your beingness within the human form. The Stargate was given to support this process. It is one of many ways that Spirit brought in energies of support all around this time. Why? Because it was seen that this time you were going to make it. This time you are going to move beyond the old way of being, the old way of living. You are in the process of creating enlightenment of the whole of humanity. You have come from the stars. Now, after these days, more of you are beginning to feel that as a possibility. But if you remember, we've said that those civilizations in the stars, those star families, reach this place of enlightenment eons ago. You have come from those civilizations. What does this mean? It means you have been enlightened before. You know how to do it. It is not something hard to learn. It is to relax and remember. It is to realize that the old conditioning, the old limitations that we have lived for lifetimes are no longer necessary. Now it is the time to re-remember that which you know inside. It is within you. It is in with the higher aspects of your own self. The knowledge, the remembrance of being one. You are powerful creators. Your sciences are beginning to explain to you the process of creation. We have said that when you start to connect to this super consciousness, this vast energy that you are visualizing right now, when you can see yourself as that vastness supporting your humanness, you start to create in a totally new way without the limitations of the old belief systems that have held you back in the past. Beloved ones, know it well. We have said that we are here to remind you. We are here because of promises made to you eons ago in your time. You knew when you came here, after a while, your consciousness would drop. You would go down into a depth of unconsciousness. We were with you. You could not feel us. It was part of experiencing duality, experiencing this 3D experience. And now, over the last lifetimes, you have realized, I want to change this now. I want to move more into love. And so you are moving out of separation. And beloved ones, now is the time. We are here. We are here in many forms so that you can relate, if not to one, to another. We are here to remind you, it is time. It is time to know thyself. It is time to be free. It is time to claim that which you truly are. And it is time to assist those around you in this awakening process. You are way showers. You would not be drawn to this gathering if you were not old souls ready to assist in the transformation. The energies that you have created today are created by each and every one here gathered. Do not project it onto those few who have simply been sharing their understandings. Claim it. You created this for yourself. You, without exception, have changed these days. Your vibration is more elevated. Take that elevated vibration, that awareness, that leap in consciousness. Take it home with you. Take that energy into your home. And when you move into your home, make a conscious effort of bringing this new vibration that is you into your home. So you are bringing this energy into your home. You are not going into your home and covering yourself with that old vibration. Bring the new you into your home. And if you wish to make a little ceremony, change a few things. Throw out a few things. Bring in a few things. Just to acknowledge and to claim the new you, the new environment that you choose to live in. Beloved ones, we say again, we are here. It is time. Time to claim your freedom. Time to know who you are. We love you. We bless you. We honor you greatly for who you are and who you are becoming. And we will talk to you again very soon.
I am the wisdom of the feminine divine. In honor of the wisdom of the masculine divine, speaking in these times of change, along with many others, to remind you why you came. Shall we continue and strengthen the energy of infinite love? How much can you take? It is that love that has no beginning and no end. That is the heartbeat of the universe. That is the heartbeat of each one of us. Strong. What is it that you now know about the energy of infinite love? Shall we affirm? In the energy of infinite love,
in the energy of infinite love,
I am alive. I am electrical.
I am
transformative. Directing your energy with this kind of statement will assist you with what you came here to do in your life when no one's looking. In your life when no one's looking, shall we? In the energy of infinite love,
in the energy of infinite love,
I am alive. I am electrical. I am transformative. Feel the energy as it rises through your spine, as it comes around the back of your neck, over your head, and through your entire being. Remember the energy of your lattice, center below. Do you choose, in the energy of infinite love, to also bring forth wild wisdom? Shall we? You're strong. You're becoming stronger. Through the lattice, the circuitry realigns through the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system, and your bodies become more attuned to all that you know is possible for you now. Do you accept that? And it is in the energy of infinite love. Therefore, if you would, to the center below, grounded. To the center above, opened, connected. To the heart, loving. To the solar plexus, I am. to the area of the third eye, wild wisdom. For that is what you bring to the planet, a wisdom that has not been seen before. No matter the color of your hair, the color of your eyes, the color of your skin, the family lineage that you chose to come through, each one of you has this energetic alignment, this agreement, and as the harmonies, as the energy of infinite love is intensified, many of the old energy dynamics will change. Are you willing to do that?
Yes.
In wild wisdom. Focus in the air of your solar plexus. We told you of a new bandwidth of emotions as you have agreed to transform the old emotions that have connected cultures all around the world, filled with many different energies and resonances. Is this planet now? Are the humans on this planet ready for a more harmonious resonance in a new bandwidth of emotions? What do you say?
Yes.
Indeed, know it. It will take practice. For there are new bandwidths of emotions that will bring forth great wisdom, for feelings that are so deep and genuine and authentic, and that creates the bridges of grace, the golden age, the great evolution that is upon you at this time. Do you agree? And so each one of you, as bridges of grace, continue to develop what and how you express the new bandwidth of emotions. And here is the mission, should you accept it, with those you live with in your daily life, those that you work with, those that you see every day. It became rather quiet. Are you willing to do that?
Yes.
We're just checking. Shall we say it one more time? With those who you see every day, with those who you live with those who are up close and personal in the face. And as you do, you inspire others to express in this new bandwidth of emotions, and the transformation is inspired in one another. It is inspired. It is transmitted through that collective energy, through the field. Remember your own lattice, brought to us, given to us from the Pleiades, from the wisdom of the feminine divine, so that you may be present and make home wherever you are. Yes? Much to be done. And as you are making the bridges in the collective, and we are assisting with cultures and honoring one another for our differences and for our unity, bring it inside. For you are a multi-dimensional being. And that is why the energy of infinite love transforms electrical, and brings life. Are you ready to bring more life?
Yes.
Then indeed, we together in this room, before we leave, let us give each other a gift. What would you put into the lattice, into the energy, into the field that we share in this moment as a gift to yourself and one another? Let us hear you. Wonderful. Keep going. Keep going. Give each other the gifts. Give the gift. Take the gift for yourself. There it comes. Make it stronger in the energy of infinite love. It is truth. It is the new foundations for the new bandwidth of emotions to bring forth the unity, the golden age. bridges of grace. The great evolution is an evolution of consciousness. You are part of it. And you have agreed to make it even stronger. Feel your solar plexus and your sense of self. We ask you to give yourselves permission to be more of who you are. Do you agree?
Yes.
And this beautiful planet, we are ascending, the energy is moving. When we came in here, we said, let's do this. Do you remember? Yes. Let's do this. Now, as you walk the planet, remember the figure eights beneath your feet in your lattice. There is a constant communication. You bless the planet, and the planet blesses you everywhere you go. Good?
Yes.
We are doing this.
Yes.
Let's do some more.
Yes.
Of course. Evolutionaries, birthing yourselves through the wild wisdom, presence on the planet, staying committed, gifting yourselves and one another. We wish to say to you, well done. Well done. Well done. Together let us affirm. And so I am.
And so we are.
When you turn to one another and you see each other's face, you may say surprise just for fun, because now you know. Surprise just for fun. Surprise. Until the next time. Until the next time.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Surprise. Let me reveal a few things that I've not spoken of before, which may be sobering to some of you, revolutionary to many. Alcazar and Cryon came in approximately the same time, almost like twins. We're related. I'm also related to all of the ones on the dais at this moment. This is a family of channels. But one of the things that Alcazar brought to you, I'm going to continue with. And that is this. The concept that you've been through this before, and this that I talk about is the shift. It was brought up in the context that because you have seen it before, there would be memory, and you would remember. There would be an aha. I've done this before. I've been here before. Now, I want you to extrapolate what that may mean to you as an earth reincarnate one going through an expression right this minute with Pleiadian DNA. Is it possible that there is, beyond your human Akash, an interplanetary Akash? Yes. And the more you awaken to these kinds of esoteric things we speak of, the more you'll realize that there is that memory as well. But let me tell you something about these interplanetary memories that have been given to you. Only the benevolent ones are the ones that you're going to work with and stick with. Are there other ones that you perhaps have had, which you then have suppressed? Are there ones in an older energy, perhaps, that have come out in the movies, in the writings, and all of these things about actual Pleiadian events? And the answer is yes. So I want to tell you about one, because I want to know, I want you to know what you've been through. We speak and have spoken this day of the beauty of the Pleiadian mothers who came to this planet as the seven sisters and give rise to that mythology all over the planet and the indigenous that you came from the stars. Interesting, is it not, that so many of the indigenous, without even knowing each other, centuries-old information says seven sisters. It's everywhere. So I'm going to tell you about those who you were. Lemurians, all. Birthed from Pleiadians, carrying their DNA and a lot of their Akashic memory. One of the spokes itself of the Lemurian teaching wheel indicated that the mothers of the Pleiadians would teach you about the home planet. And they did. Some of you remember what they told you. They wanted to give you information. They wanted to give you information so that you would know not only what to expect, but that you could survive it. We hinted at something once, and we're going to tell it to you now. Let me set the stage. You're very young as humans with 23 pairs of chromosomes. 200,000 years, a drop in the bucket, you might say. The colloquialism means that in the ocean, you're simply a drop, and the ocean is the history of the galaxy. And the civilizations that have come and go of the Earth kinds, humans who didn't make it, as well as the ones who did. With free choice, some have chosen not to find that which was ascension. But the ones who did have histories that also are dark. We hinted at this. Let me tell you a little bit about the Pleiadians. First of all, they are millions of years earlier than you. Millions. They went through all of the technological advances that you think they have. They've terminated themselves as you have. And the last one was spectacular. And some of you even carry this in certain kinds of memories distant in your Akash. But they were reawakened by George Lucas. Because he told the story of the Pleiadians. When they became technically advanced enough to move from planet to planet within their solar system, within their sun, they populated the various planets that were in the habitable zone for their star system. Eventually, they learned how to go to a neighboring star. That was a big deal. It may seem like the seven sisters, the collection of nine, actually, are close together. That's an illusion. That's an illusion from Earth. They're not close together. It takes a very long time by any judge of time or space or distance to get between stars. Their technology allowed them to go. And they did. but their main homes remained within their solar system. And as you might have guessed it, in an older energy, even with high technology, which has nothing to do with consciousness, there were wars. And with the technology they had, the wars were frightening. We said the word before, and we'll now then tell you what happened. There was genocide of an entire planet. Sounds like Star Wars, doesn't it? Because George remembered it. And he gave it to you. These were the dark days for the Pleiadians. After they went through the shift, like you are beginning, long, long before now, as indicated by Alcazar, perhaps a million or more years ago when they started the journey to ascension and had an illumination happen in their planet, there was retrospect on what happened with the genocide on a planet they could not even go to because it was still hot and will be for thousands of years. There's a monument to that planet, and every single Pleiadian knows it. It's a remembrance of a dark time. And they will have that monument as a symbol of the darkness that they came from. There are symbols like this in your wars, but you never had anything like they had. Nothing. They went through the darkest of the dark. They went through the brutality that you went through in your darkest ages, but they went through it with modern weapons. These are the Star Mothers who came out of this, who raised themselves up and found what you're finding. There is a slow realization of a central, loving God that cares. A family plan that you don't know about is beginning to show itself. And as the earth awakens to these principles, it is not a spiritual awakening, dear ones. It's an awakening to common sense. Common sense that humans don't kill humans. Common sense of integrity and honesty and transparency and living together in love. That's not a religion. That's common sense. And it centers around one God, benevolent, beautiful, non-judgmental. And that is a slow recognition. We've told you about your future, and we know because it happened to the Pleiadians. Do you think they had religion? Of course. Do you think there were competing religions? Of course. They went through what you did. And if you can go back to where they were at that crux of the beginning of the shift, it just looks like yours. Just like yours. They've come from darkness. And there is a slow awakening. Because of this, I can tell you where you're headed. But so can you. Because you remember a little bit. The wisest of you knows a little bit about what might be coming. That awakening the Pleiadians had, they changed their clock system, their calendar system, just like you're going to do someday. I channeled that things before 2012 may very well contain the label of the barbaric years, the barbaric era, anything before 2012. That is the potential, because that's what they did. This shift that you are in is new. And the first part of it, you're in. Now, you're still in what we will call the sweet zone of the precession of the equinox. Now, that's your astrology, not theirs. It's a 36-year window to 2012. and beyond. 18 years in, 18 years out. And those 18 years from 2012 are filled with great potential for change. In fact, astrologically, and with the knowledge of what 2012 meant, those 18 years that you're in currently are where a great deal is going to happen. Now listen to this. That great deal of what is going to happen is going to be struggle. The struggle is, dear ones, the war between light and dark. Because in those 18 years, it's going to be obvious to that which you would call dark consciousness that light has arrived. And that war that we talk about, not between human beings as you would think in the past, but the struggle of dark and light consciousness is going to take hold and bring things backwards, push them forward, bring things backwards, push them forward. It's a struggle. A struggle of balance between light and dark is at hand. And we tell you this, you're going to win. Light is winning, and it will continue to. The more things are known, the greater the light will pop out. And that illuminates the darkness. Do you understand this? Anytime you have that which is transparent that comes to the surface and starts to show light on the planet, on consciousness, on civilization, the darkest of the dark is going to be revealed. And it'll hurt your heart. It'll hurt your heart. The struggle is in old paradigms and new paradigms. There's a group of individuals that are so invested in the light who will be the advanced runners, who will go forward knowing that they're a little before their time, and you're going to hear them call, it's time to respect Gaia. It's time to bring the ancients forward. It's time to rekindle things that have been put aside. It's time to do this. It's time to do that. And you'll see them. They're way before their time. And they're right. And they're so courageous. And some of them will be beat back by a darkness that says, not yet. No, you're not going to win. Not now. It's almost like they're pooching out of the bubble in an advanced way. You're going to see them. Movements of light. There'll be laughter by others who say, who are these strange ones? Stranger even than you. They'll call them perhaps the new movement, perhaps. Not the new age. That's old. That's old. There'll be the light movement. But everything that they are talking about, everything they're trying to put together, will happen. This is the way of evolutionary thought. If you take a look at some of the ideas which are now present, which are part of your everyday life, that are new and the paradigm is cleaner and more transparent and more honest in anything, you're going to find revolutionaries, evolutionaries that push the envelope. There's going to be those. You'll see them. And they're going to be in these 18 years past 2012. That's what you saw with the Pleiades. They fought the battle of dark and light, and they fought it well. And soon generations took hold, and they started to remember. We've told you one of the attributes of the new chemical evolution of humanity is an increased DNA efficiency. That's going to create something you haven't had before, and that is something you would call instinct in animals, but it's going to be instinct in your Akash. You're going to awaken with greater knowledge of who you are, where you've been, the mistakes you've made, so you won't make them again. And in the past, an old energy has blocked that completely. We've told you that before. Because every single time you arrive on the planet, you forget everything you did and what happened. And that's why you continue to be dysfunctional in war, thinking that it's a solution, over and over, over and over, over and over. What stops that is an awareness and a higher consciousness that starts to remember it didn't work. And it won't be suggested again. Slowly, all of that will fall away with higher consciousness. The end of war will be absolute. That is the beginning of what's really going to happen on this planet. The naysayers, the soothsayers, they say, no. It's just a moment of light, you know. It's a bump of light in the road. Because the road is dark, you know. In June, when the North Korean leader had the handshake and said, well, we're going to drop the nuclear program, and well, we may reunite the Korean Peninsula, we might have the end of the Korean War, well, all of these things. There wasn't celebration in the streets. Instead, there was criticism. Well, there's a trick here. It's not really going to happen. He's doing something. Because, you know, the past is the past. They've never done it in the past. And you know those North Koreans, something's going to happen. That's not real. He's just pretending. Yeah, well, 2 days ago, he didn't pretend. He invited the Pope to his country. A country that has been anti-religion. The Pope's going to visit, he accepted. What's happening? What's happening? It's a wild card. You didn't expect it. It's a wild card. That is the future of this planet, and there's going to be other wild cards which are dark. You have to see it. The yin and the yang, the duality, the struggle begins in a way that has never, ever been seen on this planet. Consciousness struggle between those who want to keep you like you were against the light that pooches out that says, look at this. You didn't expect this, did you? Look at this. You didn't expect this, did you? And you're already seeing it in things you didn't expect. Many things on the planet that you worry about because it's happening outside of the paradigm that it always was. You know what I speak of. Here are your instructions. Hold the light. Hold the light. And whatever you see on your media, which is invested in showing you the worst things possible, hold the light. We've told you that someday there will be good news channels. And we're talking about your television. Surprise. It's already happening. A few have been operating for as many as 3 years on your internet. And they only present the good news of the planet. This is going to start increasing. It's new. It's needed. It wouldn't be happening unless there was a consciousness shift that was able to fund it. Do you understand that? And so these things will then be fundable because consciousness is changing, even with those who control the money. And this was not predicted. There's always been an axiom that says big money controls the darkness, they're the Illuminati, therefore, you'll never ever see these things. Well, these things you're seeing. Something is happening, even with the money. This is what happened with the Pleiadians. You've been through this before. So I want you to remember what happened to you before, because you won. Because you won. I want you to leave with this in your heart and in your mind. Struggle is at hand. Be ready. Light is winning. Be ready. And the darkness is so obvious. You're going to see dark consciousness come at you as though people are going to believe it. And it'll be so obvious. It's dark. It's a trick. It's not necessarily what anyone truly wants. We've told you some of the things to expect. We're not going to go through that again. Leave this place different than you came in. Let this be the first day of a different kind of life, because you know what happens. You know the end of the story, because you've been there. And so it is.